This is the Holy Gospel according to St. John, the second chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. On the third day, there was a wedding in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. Jesus and his disciples had also been invited to the wedding. When the wine gave out, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine." And Jesus said to her, "Woman, what concern is that to you and to me? My hour has not yet come." Now Jesus' mother said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." Now standing there were six stone water jars for the Jewish rites of purification, each holding 20 or 30 gallons. Jesus said to them, "Fill the jars with water." And they filled them up to the brim. Jesus said to them again, "Now draw some out and take it to the chief steward." So they took it. And when the steward tasted the water that had become wine and did not know where it came from, though the servants who had drawn the water knew, the steward called the bridegroom and said to him, "Everyone serves the good wine first, and then the inferior wine after the guests have become drunk. But you have kept the good wine until now." Jesus did this, the first of his signs, in Cana of Galilee, and revealed his glory, and his disciples believed in him. This is the gospel of our Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. The story of the wedding at Cana is the first of the signs in John's gospel. You see, in the gospel of John, there are signs rather than miracles. And these are significant moments where the divinity of Jesus the Christ is revealed. There are signs of the presence of God dwelling among the people. When Jesus turns the water into wine in our story today, it is the very first revelation of Jesus's divinity, the first sign that God has been born in human flesh and is living among the people. This story is the very first sign in John's gospel, which I find to be kind of a curious thing, because it sure does not seem like Jesus intended for this to be his very first sign, his big reveal. At least not from the conversation that he has with his mother. Jesus and his mother and some of Jesus' disciples are at a wedding in Cana when the wine runs out. And when Mary finds out about this, she pulls Jesus aside and she tells him they have no wine. Jesus' response, "What concern is that to you and to me? My hour has not yet come." Jesus tells his mother that he is not yet ready to perform his very first sign. His hour has not come. This is not the moment for this revelation of who he truly is. I don't think Jesus intended for this to be his very first sign. He wasn't quite ready to reveal that yet. Nor was this a moment when his divine abilities were really, really needed. I mean, this is not a life or death situation we're dealing with. This is not like when Jesus gives sight to someone born blind or when he helps someone who was lame to walk. This is certainly not Jesus raising Lazarus from the dead. Nor is this a moment where divine justice is needed. This is no life or death situation we're dealing with at the wedding in Cana. The wine has run out at the wedding. The worst that can happen in this situation is that the family experiences some shame for running out of wine. This is not a moment where Jesus' divine abilities are really, really needed. And it's not a moment of divine glory, as we might expect the very first revelation of Jesus' divinity to be. There's no pomp and circumstance here. There is no dove descending from the heavens. There is no voice crying out saying, "This is my son." No. Jesus is simply at a wedding with his mom and some of his friends when the wine runs out. It is quite a curious thing that this is the very first of Jesus' signs, the first revelation of who Jesus truly is. Jesus was not prepared for this sign. It's not a life or death situation, and it is not filled with glory. And yet, Jesus chooses to perform this sign. He doesn't have to, he chooses to. He has the ability to help in this situation. He has the power to make wine out of water. Jesus can help. And even though the need is not life or death, there is a need here. And perhaps this was not the situation where Jesus thought he would make his debut, but the need is now, whether or not Jesus is ready. And this is not a moment where what Jesus does will be filled with glory. It happens behind the scenes, and almost no one at the wedding even knows what Jesus has done. This first sign of who Jesus truly is not filled with glory, it's not life or death, and it's not something Jesus is even fully prepared for. Jesus simply chooses to do the good that he can. And in that choice, the presence of God is revealed. And the simple choice to do this seemingly small good, the first sign that God is living among the people, is revealed. Which makes this, I think, the perfect first sign of God's presence in Jesus the Christ. Our lives of faith are rarely lived in glorious pomp and circumstance. Very few of us, thankfully, have the opportunity to live our faith in life or death situations. And more often than not, we do not feel fully prepared to live our faith when God calls us to. No, our faith is lived most often in the simple choice to do the good that we can. Our faith is lived in the choice to send a message of comfort, support, prayer to someone when they're grieving. Our faith is lived in the choice to help provide food and fellowship after a funeral, so people can gather together for support, so families can experience comfort and hope and community. Our faith is lived in the choice to take on a role at church or in our community, roles that more often than not, we do not feel fully prepared for. Our faith, it is lived in these simple choices to do good when we can. Sending a text message to someone you are praying for, it might not be a matter of life or death, but believe me, when someone receives that message of care and love, the very presence of God, it is revealed. There might not be a lot of glory in the behind-the-scenes work of providing food and fellowship for a funeral reception. But when family and friends gather for comfort and to celebrate the person that they loved, you better believe that the presence of God is revealed. We might not feel fully prepared when God calls us to step into roles of leadership and support at church or in community organizations. But when we answer the call, ready or not, God is there. Siblings, living a life of faith, it is about making the simple choice to do good when you can, wherever you can. If we wait our whole life of faith, if we wait to live our faith only in these moments of glory and of pomp and circumstances, if we wait to live our faith only in situations of life or death, only when we feel 100% fully prepared, we will wait our entire lives and never live our faith. But when we choose to do good, whatever good we can, whenever we can, when we live our faith every day, the presence of God, it is revealed. It may seem a curious thing that Jesus performs his very first sign, not in a life or death situation, but because they've run out of wine. Not in glory and pomp and circumstance, but behind the scenes, with hardly anyone knowing what happened. And not when he is ready, but when the need arises. It may seem a curious thing, and it is a perfect thing, because in his first sign, we get to see Jesus live his faith in the exact same way that we live ours, in the simple choice to do good for one another. My siblings, do as Jesus did. Choose to do the good that you can, whenever you can. Because God is revealed in the simple choice to do good. Amen.